Yeah, look, there's been a couple of changes, and I don't think it'll be the last change either. So we said at the start of the year, we just got to be adaptable and get ready to roll with the punches. And our guys have been really good with that so far. And, you know, we had to pack our bags in 24 hours and get out of the state early this year. So hopefully it doesn't come to that, but it's just part of the season.
Does it change your playing at all?
Probably from a scouting perspective, but we just try to lock into our next game and go from there.
It's given you the run of games against the same team again. Mm. Well, you've seen the wild fluctuations in games with yourselves and other teams as well when they play back-to-back games against teams. Is that, do you look at that and go, we have to be prepared for something different from
them
now?
Oh, we'll expect something different from Sydney. You know, they'll mix it up, try to be a little bit more pace in the game, and that's fine. I thought our defence was outstanding in the second half, and that's something that's a good challenge to see if we can replicate it. Yeah, well, we don't expect the same, put it that way.
Yeah.
I think the you know, they'll probably up-tempo a little bit. So we just got to be prepared like we always are and go for it there.
You keep waiting for him to do something really specific on Bryce. He just keeps tearing them apart every time he plays.
Well, after 4 years and over 100 games, there's been a lot of stuff thrown at Bryce, so nothing's... From a box of one, triangle of two, to trap every time he gets the ball. So, you know, it's up to our rest of our teammates to be active in that period of time. And when you know a team is coming together, they make that extra pass and give the ball up. And we've been doing that. So hopefully we'll keep growing on that.
What do you take away from the game on Sunday against the Kings that you've got to do differently tomorrow night?
Yeah, look, I thought our defence was pretty good. Probably our starts. You know, we've let Illawarra, you know, start pretty well here last time we played Friday night. And then again, Sydney played. We don't want to, you know, chase a double deficit to start the game. And we have on both occasions. So probably our starts is a little bit more focused.
How do you fix that? What's your message to
you? Yeah, it's a catch-22 in it, but... you know, I thought as the game got, we got improved. You know, improved just the recognition of what was going on the court. Our chemistry on the court is, you know, growing at a great pace. We're playing unselfish basketball, so we'll just concentrate on those things.
Is anyone coming back from injury? Is Kevin available?
No, Kevy's still away with the new birth. So, you know, that might be an issue that we got to see what happens with the state borders to get him out of there as soon as possible. So... yeah, no, his wife was leaving hospital today.
Is he staying because of uncertainty or is he staying because he wants to stay?
Well, it was just staying to make sure his family's okay. Yeah.
When you look it up, we're mid-season now, we're talking about mid-season reviews and what would the awards be? Like, so there's a long debate around John Mooney and why he's not eligible for Rookie of the Year. And now I won't last year as a next star. Do you think John should be eligible for Rookie of the Year given his first year in the professional system?
Yeah, that's a really good, interesting debate. We've never had imports as rookies before, so what happens when they go and play overseas for a year, but then it's the first year over here? So it's probably some clarity of the rules for how the next star still being an import. I think John's been outstanding. You know, he's probably exceeded our expectations. We knew he was a hard worker, a good rebounder, but just the other intangibles he brings into the game, his mateship, he's put the team first, his work ethic, his buy-in, all those things that you're unsure until they get here. He's, you know, gets an A for all those things.
So, based on last year, he was obviously an X-star one last year. He was eligible to be an X-star this year. He signed Moxie.
Mm.
And if he'd signed him the next star, he'd be eligible.
Yeah.
Does that seem strange to you?
No, that's a really good point. I didn't think of it that way. Yeah. So, maybe in hindsight, we should have signed him as the next star. And look, there was a lot of stuff going on. We thought Bryce would have his citizenship well and truly by the start and we'd had another import. But it is what it is and the NBA will make the rules accordingly.
You've seen a 22-year-old coming in and looking like he's not, you know, he doesn't look 22, he doesn't play like
22. No, he's very smart. You know, he's got a great composure about him and a work-like mentality. That's, I think, a couple of things we said at the start of the year. He's kind of that guy that'll go underneath the radar and then all of a sudden, look, he's got a double-double. But You know, he's not only getting double-double, he's getting high rebound numbers, and being a good 1-2 punch when they trap Bryce, he is a scoring option for us. So, yeah, no, he's exceeded our expectations that way. Yeah, it was. I was so happy for him. You know, he's been working really hard. Probably took a little bit of an ego hit when he came off from the starters, but that's a part of the maturation of a young guy. And you know, I was really happy for his development to see where he is, and now he's fighting for some major minutes. And yeah, he was fantastic on the weekend.
Do you think that this week or this next tomorrow's game, that he will get a few more minutes?
It's the same as I say to the guys. I don't know who's going to get. I put the five guys playing best together. You know, and that group was fantastic in the first half and the second half. Sometimes it's Corey Chevelle that, you know, gets going. Sometimes it's Jesse. Sometimes it's Clint. I don't know. But the five guys playing together will play.
Where do you see his sort of development going? I mean, looking at him and his style, is it someone that you kind of go to the position to emulate? That's a bit more
deceiving
player?
With, yeah. Yeah, look, he's 6'8", can handle the ball. He's still growing. So, you know, we'll just let the natural course of his game evolve. And that's the beauty of what we've done, you know, with all our talent players here, let them evolve and keep improving. And, you know, he could finish up as a point guard, as a wing, or in a combo. So it's exciting, though.
Just from a life planning sort of point of view,
we're
meant to be playing on paper 1, 3, and 5. Those in the state now playing on 1 and 8.
Yeah. Yeah, we were supposed to play all through Easter. Had I known a month ago we had a break over Easter, would have planned a holiday. But, look, it is what it is. So but we'll concentrate Thursday night and see how we go. If we play in Sydney next week, who knows? But, yeah, we'll just play it week by week and see how we go. All good? All right, thanks, guys.